Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Banking Executive Summary Podcast.
On Tuesday, the 15th of August, 2017, International Petroleum Limited and others, Ozipov and others, victimization discrimination, Employment Appeal Tribunal, victimization discrimination, unfair dismissal, protected disclosures. Appeals and cross-appeals from London Central Employment Tribunal's judgments in claimants' favour. Appeals dismissed except in one respect. Some points by cross-appeal concerning remedy succeeded. Palin Ain, Papan and Westpac Banking Corporation, Full Court of the Federal Court of Australia. Bankruptcy. Appellant debtor's counterclaim was not one which he could not have set up in proceeding in which judgment was obtained. Appeal dismissed. Tosin and Francis, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Succession. Family provision. Deceased's will did not make adequate provision for plaintiff. Plaintiff granted order for provision of lump sum from deceased's estate. Miris Australia Proprietary Limited and Gage, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Contempt. Conduct constituted contempt of court and abusive process. Declaration made. Parts of defence struck out. Willie Pei Chiao Tsung and Ian Philip Kapp, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Equity. Partnership. Commercial contract. Plaintiff entitled to 1/7 share of received proceeds from sale of partnership business. Declaration made. Davies and Nielsen, Court of Appeal, Victoria. Accident compensation. Causation. Erroneous finding that causation not established between accident and knee injury. Appeal allowed. Matter remitted. Smith and others. And Wessling Smith, Supreme Court of Queensland. Contract, wills and estates. Binding agreement between brothers for equal distribution of deceased mother's estate between them not established. Claims dismissed.
Thank you for listening.